I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Nobody's here in the 5 o'clock hour, but he came early. We're trying to get him off from Silver Slipper early. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much, man, for joining us this afternoon.
Who that?
Okay, we old enough, we've seen some crazy games between Saints Falcons, and this one writes another chapter in the book.
It was right off the bat they score, you know, with the missed kickoff, with the punt. It was heart-wrenching. And then the guy, I mean, that he kicks his 59-yard field goal. He's only
the longest of his career.
Oh man, it was
He did it with a little room to spare.
But you know, like Bobby said, we're going to guarantee to win next time because to tie the series back.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, because look, in the regular season we played 110 times and it's 55-55. You're talking about a sample size. Now think about that. That it just shows you the parity again in the NFL. Do you know, like I want to say the number is 14. You know, there's 32 teams and not quite half. 14 teams are 2-2. The NFL loves this. Oh, then you're on a roller coaster. Now, the Saints fans, we don't like it. We want to be 3-1 or 4-0, but it is what it is. It is what your record is, you know, says. You can't sugarcoat it, you know. And I even said this, and that's 500, that I said this in training camp in early August. Can we be, after six games, I looked at strength of schedule. I didn't know the Cowgirls would suck that bad. I thought, can we be 3-3? I was like, I'm still going to be encouraged. If we could be 3-3, but we had an opportunity considering, because, you know, you're always going to lose a game that you shouldn't lose, like we lost to the Eagles and the Falcons, and then it might be a team. How in the hell we lost to them? Like, we didn't play well from the get-go. So you never know. But when I look at right now, is that I can tell you I'm really going to be discouraged if we'd be 2-4. You got to be Tampa Bay. I'm telling you. You know, you look at the division, and we had a chance to start out 3-0, and Mike, and if you beat Tampa Bay, we're all right. We're hanging. We like 2-1. But that's why you might want to beat the world champs. You might want to beat the Chiefs. But I'm telling you, that Tampa Bay game, that's like a playoff game in October.
Yeah, very much so. Dave, tell everybody what's happening here at the Silver Slipper.
Well, first, a big shout-out to Donna from Diamond Head. She won the Ford Ranger, and she's down at the dealership picking it up right now.
Finally, somebody from Mississippi.
It's the first Diamond
Head. Normally, it's somebody from St. Tammany or
Donna from Diamond Head, and it's our first big Diamond Head winner, so congratulations to her.
That's awesome.
That's great. And then, of course, next week is a big week for Cruising the Coast. We'll have Nick Perkins, Elvis impersonator extraordinaire, here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll give away that Harley Davidson next Thursday. So it's going to be a great thing. And
still giving them tumblers out?
Yeah, no, tumblers are done. They'll be done at midnight tonight, but we got a great looking, like a plush throw blanket that you can curl up on the couch with. That's be our gift of the month for October.
With that cozy blanket?
Cozy blanket, man.
Right. And it's, Bob would want that.
And then I also...
To use that blanket, we got to have a cold front come through. It's fall. I'm ready. Aren't y'all all ready for a cold front to come through where you got to put on a sweater? You know?
You got your cold front last week. It cooled off a little bit. That's close enough.
No, it's like I want it to be cold or cool throughout the day, not just when you wake up in the morning. You know, in the afternoon.
You're asking for way too much.
No, we're in October, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, we're just starting to kick. And then it's like, man, at the end of the day, it's still 90 degrees.
Bobby, we'll give you one, and you can wrap it up for JoJo for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No. I will give that.
Yeah. You know that part of it.
And we're giving away, starting tomorrow night, every Sunday through Thursday at 7 p.m., we're giving away a 50-inch smart TV.
Also, too, you have the squares up for the Monday night game.
And we're going to do the there's a lot of doubleheaders on Mondays this year. We are going to do the games that have the 7:15 kickoff.
So you got Seattle, Detroit.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Exactly
no,
that, right.
And that's the real game. The other game is kind of like garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It is the NFL, but with Mike, the Titans and the Dolphins?
I just did a little pregame for the Titans. Quinny, come on. The Titans, if you have any shot here, you're playing the Dolphins with Tyler Thompson and crew at quarterback. Now, they got weapons, but, you know, again, no Tua, and it goes to show this next man up don't apply. They're not very good at the quarterback position once Tua gets taken out of the mix here. And I thought Tua played well last year. I thought he played well. He wasn't an elite player, but he played well. And he was basically injury-free for the first time.
The only thing, and I think Tua's a good Christian man, but to me he sounded kind of soft and not football-like when all of a sudden he's calling the Vikings defensive coordinator out that he was, like, mean to me. Like, I can't think of his name now. He was with
Brian
Miami.
Flores.
Brian Flores, I said, I don't know. That's the kind of coaches I always had. You think Jim Moore was ever nice to me?
Here's my thing. For Tua, didn't he play for Nick Saban?
Yeah, I mean, no.
I didn't quite get that part.
No, but when I heard that interview, and it was like, okay, he got his money, and then now he's going to throw Brian Flores under the bus.
Oh.
And all I know is the Vikings are kicking ass, and that defense is kicking ass. So I think Brian Flores knows what he's doing.
The only thing with Brian, and it's no secret, Brian wanted Justin Herbert at quarterback instead of Tua. Well, but the owner wanted Tua. And so guess what? When the boss say, that's who you're going to pick, that's who you're going to pick.
I think the majority of football people, now it's all hindsight, would take Justin Herbert over Tua.
I think all of them would.
Because just look at his physical stature and stuff. So, that's no great statement there. But, you know, Tua, who knows, dealing with concussions and all that. And he'll want to come back to try and, I guess, maximize.
I think he'll try again.
Well, he has to maximize that earning ability of his future generations and his family. I mean, you could be the sacrificed child. You might think that's brutal to say that, but I'm telling you, you don't want to quit. You want them to kick you out, so they still got to pay you. I'll tell you, all of a sudden, if you just quit and give up the ghost, man, you might lose like $50, $100 million. Say, hell no. I'm playing.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, you like the hero to your family.
Okay. Think about it. If you're playing in today's money, and I know your elbow was shot at the end, would you have come back and played for Carolina that 1 year that they wanted you to come back?
In hindsight, yeah, I should have humbled myself instead of letting my ego get involved and take the damn $1 million. I was like, I'm cheating the game and all that. I can't even throw it past like 50 yards. The last year I played, I'm telling you, I couldn't throw the ball. I think I had to step in, throw it about 52 yards, and I still threw 24 touchdowns because I just knew where to go with the ball. And Mike, I told you that story. Dave, at the beginning of the game, so the cornerbacks wouldn't squat and cheat, I would just throw a go route. I knew it wasn't going to be complete. And so I said, I'm smarter than them cornerbacks and all that. So I would just throw a deep ball to get them on their heels, and then I would throw underneath stuff all after that. Like a curl route.
So you're trying to get the safety to cheat on the short stuff.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's like, man, I wish I would have known – like 10 years ago, what I know now. You know how it's like, that's what made Peyton Manning so special? That Peyton Manning, when he was young, knew like it would be almost a 10-year NFL veteran. You understand that concept? Like, in other words, he has all this experience before he even actually played and could understand how to attack a defense.
Could people say, how could Brady play at that level at his age? Knew what to do, and he had never really, he suffered the one big knee injury, but he had really never had a major arm injury or shoulder injury.
You know who's a poor man right now? Cam Newton, he's a beast. Talk about a man! But he can't freaking throw Anthony Richardson. He wasn't even 50% in the SEC.
We talked about that when he came out.
How he's going to do anything with the Colts now? And then he runs and he gets hurt again. He might be worse than RG3, Mike, when all said and done.
Man, up close and personal, he is a big man like Cam Newton.
No doubt.
He's built like a tight end.
But Cam was MVP in the league and went to the Super Bowl. Anthony Richardson ain't taking the damn Colts to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so. Dave, tell everybody what's happening here. Finish it off at the Slipper.
Number one buffet, number one steakhouse. And next Thursday night, giving away that Harley Davidson.
Cruise on the coast, right?
Exactly right. Cars will be coming in this Sunday.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Come on down.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.